Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the Chester Mystery Cycle, and we're at play 19, featuring the episodes of The Appearance of Jesus to Lucas and Cleophas and Doubting Thomas, produced by the Saddlers Guild. It's not, in terms of text, a long play, cramming these two stories of Jesus into one quick and easy pill to swallow. That said, the pacing of this play might be slower than some of the more busy plays around it, so in practice it might not run much shorter than a play with, say, an odd extra 100 lines or so. Jesus gets to eat with his disciples, an action that is repeated in the next play, though being resurrected presumably gives you one hell of an appetite. You can go to the show notes to find a nice, accessible online version of the text, to follow as you listen at your leisure. There may be some variations. Anyway, here is a first stab at getting into the text of this play. This was workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars on a dull Saturday morning in October 2018. There are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. We're just playing around. More fulsome audio versions of all these exploring session plays one day will be released. And you can vote for the ones we do next, because that's how our patronage system works. So if you're interested in hearing a full version of this anon, keep an eye on our Patreon for the next votes. And as we'll be recording a proper version of this anon, please share your thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse, either on our Patreon page by joining us, or on Twitter at BeyondShakes. The irregulars this session were initially Liz Cole and Alan Scott, with later arrivals Mark Scanlon and Richard Fawcett, which meant we actually did some of this play twice, and you get to hear both takes. I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton, and this is play 19 of the Chester Mystery Cycle. So, play 19, the Saddler's play, which is the Appearance of Jesus to his disciples, or to these random people that we have here, Lucas and Cleophas. Who would like to be Lucas and who would like to be Cleophas? I have no idea
who the hell they are. So
they're two random sort of... they're not really proper
strangers.
Disciples. They're sort of outside.
Hangers-on.
Yeah, they're hangers-on. You know, they are believers, but they're not they're not in the inner circle.
Right, yeah.
They obviously know the inner circle. You know, they've hung about in the dressing room occasionally.
No,
but,
right.
You know, they're not...
just sort of groupies.
They're sort of camp followers.
Yeah. So they're the random strangers who see Jesus, but they don't recognise him at first. If you want to be Lucas, would you like to be
okay.
Lucas? If you want to be Cleophas, I'll be Jesus.
Yeah.
Fine. I'll be Jesus, and we'll if we step up to the Occhi and give it some welly. So you've just heard Jesus is dead, isn't it awful? You're sort of generally fleeing the country, I think. I could be wrong about that, because it's all a bit dangerous for anyone who's a bit Christy-minded. There'll be a word for it eventually.
Yes.
Okay, go Lucas.
Alas, now we, Lizza, went away. Mine own, my master... Ever I may, that is now cloggen under clay, that makes my heart in care. Sorrow and sighing, thee sooth to say, makes me half dead, that is no nay, when I think on him, night and day. For dole I drope and dare.
Yea.
I'm just going to pause there, drope. I don't know what to do with drope. Is it drop?
Droop.
Droop?
I think is...
We're going to go with droop?
I think droop is probably the...
It fits the...
Would fit the sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I do love clongan under clay. We've had it a couple of times already, this whole clongan. It's a really expressive one.
It'll really be North Country dialect.
And so obviously you're very sad. You're both very sad about it all. Go Cleophas.
Yea, much mirth was in me, my sweet sovereign, while I might see, and his liking law with Lee, which now so low is laid. Brother, now our days three... Sith he was nailed upon the tree, Lord, whether he risen be, as he before hath said.
Leif, brother Cleophas, to know that it were a coint case. Sith he through heart wounded was, how should he live again?
If that Godhead in him has, and come unto by man's trespass, he may rise through his own grace, and his death to us gain.
A misty thing it is to me, to have belief it should so be, how he should rise in days three, such wonders were never wist.
Sooth thou sayest, now well I see, lief may I not by my liberty, but God may of his majesty do whatsoever him list.
So Jesus enters as a pilgrim, and you don't recognise him.
He's in disguise.
He's in disguise. On 61, it's interesting, Lucas has got a misty thing it is to me. Now, I hadn't made a decision, is it mysterious or is it misty, as in literally there's a mist in your eyes?
I think mystery is probably the gloss, but again, it's fitting the scansion.
Yeah, it's that. Oh, yes, the word's been adjusted. It's just I hadn't quite decided. You know, it's that question. I left it spelt as it was because I didn't really know what to do.
You could almost put an apostrophe in there.
Mm.
A mist, hyphen Y.
Yeah. A mystery, a mysterious, a misty thing. I haven't made any particular decisions. I just thought I'd flag it up in a desperate attempt to see if Richard would turn up so I don't have to read Jesus. No, there is no... Richard has the bells rung, dong, dong, and good men, if your will were, tell me in good manner of your talking, that in fear, and of your woe wit I would.
Ah, sir, it seems to us here a pilgrim thou art, as can appear. Tidings and tale all entire, thou may hear what is told. In Jerusalem that other day, thou that walkest many a way, may thou not hear what men do say about there as thou yeed.
What are those? Tell me, I thee pray.
Oh, of Jesus of Nazareth and good fay, a prophet to each man's pay, and wise in word and deed. To God and man wise was he, but bishops cast and mocked they be, damned him and nailed him to a tree that wrong never yet wrought.
Wittily before wend we that Israel he should have made free, and out of pain through his paucity the people he should have brought.
Yea, sir, now this is the third day sith they made this affray, and some women there as he lay were early in the morn, and feared us foul in fay. They told us he was stolen away, and angels, as they can say, the sepulchre sitting before.
Yea, sir, these women that heard I said he was risen readily, and some men of our company thither anon can go, and found it so as it told of yore. And they said so, neither less nor more, and yet our hearts are full sore, lest it not be so.
Nice use of dramatic irony here. You explain to Jesus everything that he already knows. Ay, fools and feeble in good fay, let to believe unto God's law. The prophets before can thus say, leave you on this soothly, that it needs be alway. Christ to suffer death, thee sooth to say, and to joy that lasteth, bring man through his mercy. And first at Moses to begin, what he saith, I shall you min, that God was a grieve within, that burned, as him thought. The grieve paired nothing thereby. What was that but made Mary that bare Jesus sinlessly, that man hath now forbought? Also, Esau said this, as a woman comforts Iwis, her child that have done amiss, to amend ye leave ye me. So God would man reconciled here through his mercy in good manner, and in Jerusalem in better weir forbought they should be.
Our Lord, give thee good grace, for greatly comforted me thou hast. Go with us to this place, a castle is hereby.
Now, good men, soothly for to say, I have to go a great way. Therefore, at this time, I knee may, but I thank you heartily.
Sir, you shall in all manner dwell with us at our supper, for now night approacheth near. Tarry here for anything.
Now, God forbid that we were so uncourteous to you here, for, save my lovely Lord of Lear, thy law is most liking.
And they go into the house, and that's that thing of a castle. It's, your house is your castle. It's a transposable word. It just means home in this sense. And it's probably a hovel. And it's the fact you insist, he states. It makes you clear, absolutely, you are good and worthy people, even though you are obviously afraid. I found Jesus' speech utterly, utterly incomprehensible. And I suspect that's one for me to look at the text. I found that didn't flow at all. So that's... That's one where I suspect...
It's basically another hack at let's go through and pick out the best bits from the Old Testament.
Oh, absolutely. He's going back and saying you should sort of really be less scared. You know, this has all been foretold. But it's not. It's not good.
It doesn't work as...
It's terrible dialogue. And it doesn't work at all. Anyway, they go to the house.
Sit down, sir. Here, I you pray, and take a morsel if you may. For you have walked a great way, sith today at noon.
Grant mercy, good men, in good fay, to bless this bread, sooth to say, I will anon in good array, rightly you before. And he breaks the bread, and it's this point where the light of realization should be coming into these men's eyes. Eats on, men, and do gladly, in the name of God Almighty. For this bread blessed have I, that I give you today. And there's some kind of stage effect. And we don't know whether it's a stage effect or whether it's just a convention that Jesus disappears. He just pops out of existence somehow. Jesus disappears, you are amazed, you have had this realisation.
Grant mercy, sir. Sickly, now I read you being right merry. What, where is he that sat us by? Alas! He is away.
Ah, so the stage direction's in the wrong place. Must be in the middle of your speech.
Well, yes, because he's talking.
Yeah, he's talking. Now I read you, be right merry. Then it must happen.
Yes.
He's still talking to him.
Unless he's looking away. He's looking
not.
In the other direction. Yeah. I think the stage direction is in the right place.
I distrust where any stage directions are.
And he's talking to him without realising, because he's not disappeared with a puff of smoke. He's just melted into thin air.
I think there's room
debate.
For debate there. I never trust where stage directions physically are in the text. They're always in the wrong place. Something happens at some point following that area. Could you just read it again? I'll do a sort of click in the middle, as it were, to see how that reads.
Grant mercy, sir, sickly. Now I read you, be right merry. What? Where was he that sat us by? Alas, he is away.
Alas, 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 alas! This was Jesus in this place. By breaking of bread I knew his face, but nothing there before.
A burning heart in us he mass, for a while that he with us were. To know him we might have had no grace for all his buxom law.
And it's luxom law.
Still early in the morning.
Yes.
I like the alternative reading.
Yeah.
And it's the
was is a was as well. It's a burning heart in us he mass. For while he with us here, what it doesn't scan very well, does it? That's an interesting one, question mark. Anyway, his luxom law, which is close
enough. I'll try that again.
Yeah, give it another crack.
A burning heart in us he was, for a while that he was with us here was. To know him we might have had no grass, for all his luxom law.
Go we, brother, and that anon, and tell our brethren, every one, how our master is from us gone. Yea, soothly we must say.
Yea, well may we make our moan, that sat with him in great one, and we no knowledge had him upon, until he was passed away.
And there they go to where the disciples are separately gathered, is how I've translated it. Other opinions may vary. Some of this is a bit fiddly. Right, we get to the point where basically all the disciples, not many disciples now actually speak. We've got an Andrew, we've got Peter. I don't see a John, if he's on. Usually have a John somewhere.
And obviously we have Doubting Thomas coming up in a moment. So in the absence of more readers, it's going to get a little fiddly. So for this little exchange here on page 65, I'll read in the other disciples until we get to Jesus, and then we'll probably have to redistribute, because I think at that point you two then disappear. Yes. I mean, you deliver your message in this chunk. So Cleophas and Lucas go to the disciples.
Arrest well, brethren, one and all. Wondrous is us befall. Our Lord and we were in a hall, and yet knew him not we.
Yay!
I'm the disciples.
Away.
I know,
I'm
isn't
so
it?
Sorry.
So this is Andrew. Yea, leave thou well this Cleophas, that he is risen that dead was, and to Peter appeared has this day apertly.
With us he was a long fit, and opened this his holy writ. And yet our wits were so knit that him we might not know.
Now sicker away was all my wit, till the bread was broken each bit, and anon when he brake it, he vanished in a thraw.
Okay, I'm just going to pause us there. So resuming Lucas and Cleophas, and I'm reading Andrew. Yes,
he's also Andreas.
Yes, that's just I hadn't got around to changing all of them.
Our rest well, brethren, one and all. Wondrously is us befall. Our Lord and we were in a hall, and him yet knew not we.
Yea, leave thou well this, Cleophas, that he is risen that dead was, and to Peter appeared has this day apertly.
With us he was a long fit, and opened his holy writ, and yet our wits were so knit that him we might not know.
Now sicker away was all my wit, till the bread was broken each bit, and anon when he brake it, he vanished in a thraw.
Now we be, brethren, all in fear. I read we hide us somewhere here, that Jews meet us not in no manner, for malice leave you me.
Lengue here in this place, peradventure God will show us grace to see our Lord in little space and comforted for to be. I wasn't 100% certain how this all functions, but anyway, Jesus appears and the intimation is that he just sort of appears in the midst of the disciples and then speaks, but I'm not quite sure what the beginning of that Latin line is.
If they use the trap door that we suggested for his Exium.
He might just literally reappear.
Comes back up out of the trap.
I struggled with that line precisely. There's a little bit of business there that might be happening. But anyway, Jesus does in some way or fashion appear to them all.
It appears that they move.
Yeah, there's something about them moving.
They're
talking about going to a safer space, so maybe they are physically going somewhere else, and Jesus is there waiting for them, or he appears. It's slightly unclear as to precisely how the staging of this works. There's a lot of location shifting again.
Seems to suggest that he does both.
Yeah, it's that thing. I ran out of time to really try and constate that line. Jesus, in some way, appears.
Okay. Peace amongst you, brethren fair. Ye dread you not in no manner. I am Jesus, with ut weir, that died on rude tree.
Hey, what is he that comes here, to this fellowship all in fear, as he to me now can appear? A ghost, me think, I see.
Brethren, why are you so afraid for naught, annoyed in heart for feeble thought? I am he that hath you forebought and died for man's good. My feet, my hands, you may see, and know the sooth also may he, soothly, that I am he that dead was upon a tree. Handle me both, all and one, and leave well this every one, that ghost hath neither flesh nor bone, as you see now on me.
Hey, Lord, much joy is us upon. But what he is, what I need can.
Now, sith you leave, I am no man, more signs you shall see. Have you any meat here?
Yea, my lord leaf and dear, roasted fish and honey in fear. Thereof we have good wine.
Eat we then in good manner. Thus you now know, without weir, that ghost to eat hath no power, as you shall see anon.
And Jesus eats, the disciples sort of just standing watching, I think, is what that in meaning, but I'm not 100% certain. Anyway, you've done a bit of eating, a bit of dramatic watching of you eat. Everyone's wondrous at it.
Seems that he gives them food.
Yeah, I think it's the disciples give him food. I think it's just badly transcribed. But I am not sure. There are question marks.
Well, he is asking, have they got any meat?
So yeah. But anyway, Jesus eats at some point.
Brethren, I told you before, when I was with you, not gain an hour that needly both less and more must fulfilled be. In Moses' law, as written were, all other prophecies as then were, is fulfilled in good manner of what was said of me. For this was written in prophecy, that I must suffer death needly, and the third day with victory rise in good array, and preach remission of sin unto all men that is named of mine. Therefore, all you that be herein, think on what I say.
Then Jesus disappears again, and they travel. They go to Bethany, and they all go and go, "Oi, Thomas." It's weird, this earlier exchange with Andrew and Peter, is that they said, "Yeah, we know he's arisen, we know he's arisen." Then he turns up and goes, "Oh, who's this?" As if it's a surprise, and it's quite odd. But it depends on how he's visualised. Anyway, Peter, you're Thomas, and I'm still Andrew, so we all go and find Thomas and tell him the news.
Hey, Thomas, tidings good and new. We have seen the Lord Jesus.
I shall never leave that this is true, by God omnipotent. But I see in his hands too holes that nails can in go, and put my finger equal so thereas the nails went.
Thomas, go we all in fear, for dread of enemies better were than Jews should have us in their danger, and all our fraternity.
Where'er you go, brethren dear, I will go with you in good manner. But this talk you tell me here, I leave not till I see.
Now, Thomas, be thou not away, and in hap see him thou may, and feel him also in good faith, as we have done before.
Where'er you be, I will be aye, but will make me leave this thing verai. You pain you not, therefore I pray to speak of that no more.
I think Jesus disappears. It may just simply that he's just behind the cloth on the thing, and that Thomas is explicitly somewhere else, so they just go to Thomas. Jesus is effectively still in the same place, and then he's going to they're bringing Thomas to you. So I think in the sense of it disappears, I think it's just behind a curtain. I think that's literally on the cart. You're not in obvious visual sight as a distraction.
Could even be back turned.
Yeah, it's that thing. It's simply Jesus is not the focus of attention. That's what that stage direction means. Anyway, so they go to the main house space wagon. They go back to the primary place where Jesus is. And Jesus once again appears.
Saying.
He does.
Peace, my brethren, both one and all. Come hither, Thomas, to thee I call. Show forth, for aught that may befall, thy hand, and put in here, and see my hands and my feet, and put in thy hand, thou Levite. My wounds are yet fresh and wheat as they first were, and be thou no more so dreading, but ever truly believing.
My God, my Lord, my Christ, my King, I now leave I without weaning.
Yea, Thomas, now thou seest in me, thou leavest now that I am he. But blessed must they all be that leave and never see, that I am that same body that born was of meek Mary on a cross your souls did buy upon Good Friday. Who to this will consent that I am God omnipotent, as well as they that be present, my dearling shall be a. Whoso to this will not consent ever to the day of judgment, in hell fire they shall be brent, and ever in sorrow and teen. Whosoever on my father hath any mind, or of my mother in any kind, in heaven bliss they shall it find, without any woe. Christ give you grace to take the way unto that joy that lasteth aye. For there's no night but ever day, for all you thither shall go.
Lovely. Let's make ourselves.
And because we had some late appearances from the group, we reread an earlier part of the play, so we're back at the appearance of Jesus to Lucas and Cleophas. This time it's performed with Richard playing Jesus.
You know, just to run it in, I don't see any reason not to just do both from the very top, if you can reprise. Within, you know, you've read it once, you know the ropes, give it some welly, and Richard will do the Jesus up until the point when where he disappears.
But he doesn't appear.
He doesn't, yes, he's got that page.
Alas, now weal is went away, mine own, my master ever I may, that now is clongen under clay, that makes my heart in care. Sorrow and sighing, thee sooth to say, makes me half dead that is no nay, when I think on him, night and day, for dole I droop and dare.
Yea, much mirth was in me, my sweet sovereign, while I might see, and his liking law with lee, which now so low is laid. Brother, now a day's three, sith he was nailed upon the tree. Lord, whether he risen be, as he before hath said.
Live, my brother Cleophas, to know that where a quaint case, sith he through heart wounded was, how should he live again?
If that godhead in him has, and come unto by man's trespass, he may rise through his own grace, and his death to us gain.
A misty thing it is to me, to have belief it should be so to be. How should he rise in days three, so wonders never was wist?
Sooth thou sayest, now well I see, leave may I not by my liberty, but God may of his majesty do whatsoe'er he list.
Good men, if your will were, tell me in good manner of your talking, that in fear and of your woe wit I would.
Ah, sir, it seems to us here, a pilgrim thou art, as can appear, tidings and tales all entire, thou may hear what is told. In Jerusalem that other day, thou that walkest many a way, may thou not hear what men do say about there as you yield.
What are those? Tell me, I thee pray.
Jesus of Nazareth in good fay, a prophet to each man's pay, and wise in word and deed. To God and man wise was he, but bishops cursed and mocked they be, damned him and nailed him on a tree, that wrong never yet wrought.
Wittily, before wind we, that Israel he should have made free, and out of pain through his paucity, the people he should have brought.
Yea, sir, and now this is the third day, sith they made this affray, and some women there, as he lay, were early in the morn, and feared us foul in fay. They told us he was stolen away, and angels, as they could say, the sepulchre sitting before.
Yea, sir, these women that heard I said he was risen readily, and some men of our company thither anon can go, and found it so as told of yore, and they said so, neither less nor more, and yet our hearts are full sore, lest it not be so.
Fools and feeble in good fay, lat to believe unto God's law. The prophets before can thus say, leave you on this soothly, that it needs be alway Christ to suffer death, thee sooth to say, and to joy that lasteth a bring man through his mercy. And first at Moses to begin, what he saith I shall you mind, that God was a grieve within, that burned a, as him thought, the grieve paired nothing thereby, but what was but made Mary that bare Jesus sinlessly, that man hath now forbought. Also Esau say this, as a woman comforts he with her child that hath done amiss to amend, leave ye me, so God would man reconciled here through his mercy in good manner, and in Jerusalem in better weir forbought they should be.
Ah, Lord, give thee good grace, for greatly comforted me thou hast. Go with us to this place, a castle is hereby.
Now, good men, soothly for to say, I have to go a great way. Therefore at this time I nay may, but I thank you heartily.
Sir, you shall in all manner dwell with us at our supper, for now night approaches near. Tarry here for anything.
Now God forbid that we were so uncourteous to you here, For, say, my lovely lord of Lear, thy law is most liking.
Sit down, sir, here I you pray, and take a morsel if you may, for you have walked a great way, sith today at noon.
Grant mercy, good men, in good fay, to bless this bread, sooth to say, I will anon in good array rightly you be fawn. Eat on, men, and do gladly in the name of God Almighty, for this bread blessed have I that I give you today.
Grant, sir, sickerly, now I read you right merry. What? Where is he that sat us by? Alas, he is away.
And lo, he is. Thus we've reached the point where we got. Richard will rejoin us and all functions nicely. Thank you very much.
And question previously, I mean, you might have noticed it, about Castrum, which I see is just coming up on page 65.
Yeah.
That is presumably the castle, which is referenced on page 63.
Well, they're talking about castle as in as a house. It's not obviously a castle. It's just a place of residence, and yes, that's where they're heading. But it's again multiple locations seems to be indicated, or at least they're able to change the stage around. So presumably, when they're walking, they're actually walking among the audience at the top. Yeah. And then they go onto the cart to sit, and that's where the stage effect for Jesus vanishes. Yeah.